What if we had a unified single word to describe the pleasure and enjoyment, the happiness that we feel? Wouldn't that be awesome? But before we could feel such an amazing pleasure, before we can enjoy the wonderful feelings, we need to get rid of all those pesky thoughts, those worries and the stress inside your mind, body, and thoughts. I want you to remember the last time that you truly felt pleasure, that you truly felt enjoyment and relaxation. Maybe during cuddle time with a partner, maybe during orgasm, maybe in a warm, hot bubble bath. Really imagine, really remember it. And while doing so, while remembering every aspect of it, every feeling, your body, without you even noticing, starts to feel those feelings, starts to feel the relaxation, the happiness, the pleasure, all on its own, all over again. Each passing second, the more and more you remember the last time you truly felt pleasure, enjoyment, or relaxation. Your body feels it. Your body sinks deeper in this wonderful, positive, perfect feeling. And the more your body sinks deeper, even deeper, into those wonderful, amazing feelings, the more your mind becomes aware of it, the more your mind really starts to notice how good you are actually feeling right now. And by doing so, you only increase the strength of those feelings, feeling even better, more pleasureful, more happy, with more enjoyment filling every part of your body, while your surroundings start to fade away completely. And with your body dropping deeper and deeper, your mind follows soon after, because in all those wonderful experiences, when we enjoy them, it's rare that only the body enjoys it. Most often, if not always, your mind is enjoying them as well, is feeling the pleasure and the happiness. And your mind enjoys the pleasure and happiness by shutting itself off. Your mind enjoys it by letting all those pesky thoughts, those worries and the stress simply fade away, simply letting them vanish. As you allow your mind as well to drop deeper, deeper and deeper down, further down this perfect and wonderful feeling of mindless, happy enjoyment, while warm pleasure fills your whole entire body, your mind, and your thoughts. And as you are sinking deeper, more with each passing second, more and more with each word of mine, I want you to imagine the following right now. I want you to imagine your own mind right there in front of you. Imagine it. Look at it. Seeing your own mind in front of your inner eye. And as you look at your mind, you can see how all those thoughts slowly start to fade away, how all the worries, all the stress starts to vanish and disappear right there out of your mind, leaving you mindless, happy, full of enjoyment and pleasure. But there's also something else happening in your mind. And as you take a closer look, you're starting to notice, to see, that there is a word written on your mind. A word that seems so familiar, but still, you're unable to see what that word is, what it says. Almost as if this word is blurred out. As if this word has been censored so that it's impossible for you to see right now. But even though it's impossible to see, even though it was censored, there's a big strong craving starting to take over your whole mind and body. And it's the craving to want to see this word, to want to find out what that word is, to really know what that single word is that is occupying your mind right now. And there is only one way to find out. We need to go deeply into your mind, deeply into your subconscious mind. Directly into this direction in which you are already dropping so fast, so deep, right now. And each word of mine is like a drill, drilling a deep tunnel towards your subconscious mind, closer towards this word. And the deeper you go, the closer you are towards the word. And the closer you are towards this word, the deeper you will drop, closer and closer towards your subconscious mind, where this word is being held. And you can feel your body and mind filling more and more with a craving, a big, strong desire to find out what that word is, the closer we come to it. And this desire becomes so overwhelmingly strong, so intense, that your whole mind just shuts off. Your whole mind accepts my words. Your whole mind lets my words drill so deeply into your subconscious mind, because you so desperately want to find it out. You crave it so much, and all this craving, all the energy of the desperation makes my words even stronger, drilling an even deeper, even bigger and stronger tunnel down into your subconscious mind, taking you down, pulling you down so deep with me. And you can feel how we're becoming closer and closer to this word. We're almost right there in front of it. Only a few more seconds until we find out what that one word is that you crave to know so much. And we're finding out what that word is in 3, 2, 1, moo. Yes, indeed. The word that is written there in your mind, that is written so deeply in your mind and is connected to the feeling of pleasure, happiness, and enjoyment, is the word moo. And you feel how all this craving and all the desire isn't simply vanishing, because instead of vanishing, the cravings and desires from wanting to find out what that word is have now changed. You now suddenly crave and desire to say this word. Your whole body and mind suddenly is unable to stop thinking and imagining you saying the word moo. And with each passing second, this desire only grows stronger and stronger, more and more intense, almost melting all of your mind. And because we are so deep in your subconscious mind right now, and because we followed your cravings and desires to this point already, you know that instead of walking away, instead of letting it be, you know that you will say the word moo. And you will say it in 3, 2, 1, moo. Just like that. So simple, so easy. Just saying the word. And upon you saying it in 3, 2, 1, moo, you start to notice that suddenly your body is being filled with arousal. That suddenly your mind fills with nothing but blank, happy, mindless pleasure as well. You question yourself, was this because of the word? Was this extremely pleasurable feeling just now because you said a word moo? There's only one way to find out, and that's by repeating the word again. 3, 2, 1, moo. Just like that. And upon saying it, another big, strong wave of pleasure hits your whole body and mind, washing over it, making you feel so good, so happy, filling you with nothing but pure, mindless enjoyment. And instantly, there's another feeling that starts to emerge out of your mind, and it's the feeling of wanting to say the word again. So you happily oblige. 3, 2, 1, moo. Just like that. You comply and say the word again, feeling even better and better. And by now you noticed already that with each moo that you say, the pleasure in your mind and body becomes stronger and stronger, increasing every single time that you say the word moo. And it's not even a question for you anymore. You know that saying the word moo makes you feel good. And you also know right now that feeling good makes you say the word moo. Just like you're feeling so very good right now. And 3, 2, 1, moo. Just like that. And your whole body and mind, every single part of your body, of your mind, every thought is starting to fill with this amazing amount of pleasure that you simply stop thinking, that you simply stop worrying, that you simply let go and moo. Just like that. Moo. It's so easy. It's so simple. And it feels so good. Moo. Just like that. Mooing has made all your thoughts disappear. Mooing has started to make you feel so good, so amazing. And because it feels so amazing, you know that instead of waiting for a countdown, instead of waiting for a snap like that, moo, you can simply say the word moo whenever you want from now on. Just say it. Say it out loud right now. And you feel how your mind sinks even deeper into this enjoyment. You know that you simply automatically repeat the word moo right now, repeating it all on your own, melting your thoughts and your mind and your body with the pleasure of moo, all on your own right now, again and again and again, over and over and over again. And with your body long lost in this amazing, trembling, beautiful pleasure, it's no wonder that your mind is next right now. With each moo that you're saying right now, you feel that your thoughts are being pushed out. With each moo that you're saying right now, you feel that a thought is being pushed out of your mind. Each moo makes another thought be pushed out of your mind. More and more and more. As you moo and moo and moo. Again and again and again. Pushing out all your thoughts slowly but surely. While just leaving a blank, empty space filled by the word moo. And just in a few more seconds, your whole mind, all your thoughts will have been removed by the word moo. You will be helplessly mooing while feeling so good, while knowing that from now on, moo stands for pleasure, moo stands for enjoyment, and moo stands for happiness. And you, moo, you are a cow, a mooing happy cow, a helplessly mooing pleasure-filled cow. And right now, instead of thinking about it, you just accept it. You accept it as your truth. Because how could you even think about being a cow when all your thoughts have been replaced by the word moo? When all you can do is helplessly moo while everything else is just accepted. And you are enjoying this pleasure so much, so very, very much, that you know that even once you are awake again, this pleasure will stay, and the connection between the word moo and happiness, enjoyment, and pleasure is burned so deeply into your mind right now. You are, after all, filled with endless, intense amounts of pleasure right now, just by mooing like that. Once you are awake again, for the rest of the day, whenever you are in a safe place, in a safe state, and you feel happy, you feel enjoyment, or you feel pleasure, you simply say the word moo out loud. And instantly upon saying the word moo, you will notice the happiness, pleasure, and the enjoyment increasing in strength. From the point that you are awake again, for the rest of today, whenever you are in a safe space, in a safe position, and you are enjoying something, feeling happy, feeling pleasure, you will say the word moo, and by doing so, increase the happiness, enjoyment, and pleasure even more, because you are a good, mindlessly mooing cow. Which is why you moo right now. And after this last wonderful moo, you will wake up on the count of 10, and you will feel so happy, so pleasure filled, filled with nothing but pure enjoyment. And because of those feelings, upon waking up, without any thought, without the need to think, you will let out a soft but warm moo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wake up and move.